Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Chair Hampton's Anxious Attachment. Codependency Recovery and Setting Boundaries. Workbook 3-in-1 is a self-help workbook focused on relationship anxiety, codependent behavior, and boundary setting. Positioned within the attachment repair and emotional healing genre, it combines practical exercises, journal prompts, and structured guidance rather than theoretical discussion alone. The book is designed for readers who repeatedly overthink relationships, struggle with fear of abandonment, people pleasing, or difficulty asserting needs, and want a step-by-step format that can be used independently. Its stated aim is to help readers understand how anxious attachment patterns develop, recognize how codependency undermines self-worth, and practice healthier interpersonal limits. It also incorporates inner child healing as part of rebuilding emotional security, which broadens the workbook beyond simple communication advice. The result is a highly applied guide intended to support personal reflection, behavioral change, and more secure relationship habits. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how anxious attachment drives relationship anxiety and overthinking. A central focus of the workbook is the link between anxious attachment and the cycle of worry that can dominate romantic or close relationships. In this framework, the problem is not merely insecurity in a general sense, but a predictable pattern of hypervigilance, fear of rejection, and constant scanning for signs of withdrawal. The practical value of this approach is that it names the pattern clearly, which helps readers separate current behavior from a vague sense of being broken. By treating anxiety as an attachment response, the workbook encourages readers to identify triggers such as delayed replies, ambiguity, or perceived emotional distance. That matters because overthinking usually persists when it feels random. Mapping it to attachment cues makes the pattern easier to interrupt. The workbook's exercises appear intended to help readers observe their reactions, challenge automatic assumptions, and build more stable internal responses rather than seeking repeated external reassurance. This makes the topic foundational to the whole book. Secondly, codependency recovery as a shift away from people-pleasing and self-erasure. The codependency section addresses a different but related pattern prioritizing other people's needs, moods, or approval at the expense of one's own well-being. In practical terms, codependency often shows up as difficulty saying no, chronic guilt, rescuing behavior, or measuring self-worth through usefulness to others. The workbook's value lies in presenting these habits not as kindness taken too far, but as learned strategies that can be unlearned. That distinction is important because it shifts the reader from blame to analysis. Recovery in this context means recognizing how over-accommodation can become a form of self-abandonment, especially in relationships where approval feels necessary for safety. The exercises likely aim to help readers notice where they override their own limits, what emotions appear when they consider asserting themselves, and how their identity becomes organized around being needed. By focusing on recovery rather than simple awareness, the book frames codependency as a changeable relationship pattern with practical consequences for self-respect and relational balance. Thirdly, boundary setting is the core skill for protecting emotional safety. Boundary setting is one of the workbook's most concrete and transferable themes because it turns internal insight into observable action. In the context of anxious attachment and codependency, boundaries are not presented as rigid separation or conflict, but as the ability to define what is acceptable, what is not, and what behavior will follow when limits are crossed. This is significant because many readers with relationship anxiety struggle not only to set boundaries, but even to believe they are entitled to them. The book's emphasis on assertiveness, saying no, and maintaining limits suggests a practical training model rather than a purely reflective one. That matters because boundary problems often persist when people understand their patterns intellectually, but cannot act differently under pressure. The workbook likely addresses the emotional discomfort that follows boundary setting, such as guilt, fear, or anticipation of rejection, and treats that discomfort as part of the learning process. In this way, boundaries become a structural tool for reducing resentment, preventing overextension, and supporting healthier relationships. Fourthly, inner child healing is a method for rebuilding self-worth. Another distinct dimension of the workbook is its use of inner child healing, which connects present-day relationship struggles to older emotional injuries. This approach suggests that anxious attachment and codependency are not only habits of thought, but also responses shaped by earlier experiences of neglect, inconsistency, criticism, or unmet emotional needs. The practical point of inner child work is that it helps readers interpret strong reactions as signals of unresolved pain rather than as proof of weakness. By incorporating this lens, the workbook broadens healing beyond behavior management and into emotional repair. That is important because people may know they need better boundaries or less reassurance seeking, yet still feel triggered in ways that logic alone cannot resolve. inner child exercises can help readers identify the origins of shame, fear, or low self-worth, and then practice self-support in place of old dependency patterns. Within the structure of the book, this theme likely serves as the deeper emotional layer that makes the other techniques more sustainable over time. Lastly, workbook-based learning through exercises, journaling, and repeated practice. What distinguishes this book from many attachment or relationship self-help titles is its workbook format. Rather than relying mainly on exposition, it appears built around actionable techniques, reflective prompts, and experiential exercises that require the reader to participate actively. That design matters because relationship patterns are rarely changed through passive reading alone. Anxiety, codependency, and boundary difficulty involve automatic reactions. So progress usually depends on repeated observation, written reflection, and rehearsal of alternative responses. The workbook format also makes the material more accessible to readers who want structure and clear steps instead of dense theory. It supports incremental use, allowing a reader to work through one problem area at a time and apply the ideas directly to real-life interactions. This approach is especially relevant for topics like attachment repair, where insight and behavior change need to reinforce one another. The combination of education and practice gives the book a utility-driven character. It is meant to be used, not just understood, which is a major part of its appeal in a crowded self-help category. In conclusion, this workbook is best suited for readers who recognize recurring patterns of relationship anxiety, excessive caretaking, difficulty with limits, or chronic self-doubt in close relationships. It will likely be most useful for people who want a structured, self-directed resource that combines psychoeducational framing with practical exercises rather than a purely inspirational or theoretical book. Its main benefit is that it connects several overlapping issues that are often treated separately: anxious attachment, codependency, boundary problems, and the emotional roots of low self-worth. That integrated structure gives readers a more complete map of why their relationships may feel unstable and what habits need to change. Compared with many books in the same category, it stands out for its workbook orientation and its explicit attempt to move from insight to behavior through journaling and exercises. It also appears to position inner child healing alongside relationship skills, which gives the material a deeper emotional focus. For readers looking for an applied, step-by-step guide to changing relational patterns, it offers a practical and coordinated framework. If you would like to support Chair Hampton, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.